Rishus Afimari. We're holding by Simukov Yigimu, Simches, a little swig of Bishlakim. He went after the Ches and the Zorah exam from Yechnon. But once he saw the cooks of Meichel ben Nisoy, it's mutter. What is the Shir of Meichel ben Nisoy? It's known in Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, other Rishonim, if it's Chetzi Bishuloi or Shlish Bishuloi, what the Shir is. So the Geta Shabbos and Shalom Dereiso is usually the Machmer. Over here, the Rashba brought up by the Mechaber, the Torah, we pass going to get the Shlish Bishuloi. It's only a third, and once it's a third, then it's already cooked by his soul. You don't have to worry about it afterwards. Now, they do discuss the weapons for care. Let's say Chetzi Bishuloi would be a case by Bishul Akim Lekula. Example, according to the Mechaber Shitur, the soul that's going does not work. So what happens, that a case over here was above Shlish Bishuloi, less than the Chetzi, and the soul was Goymer. So we're taking out Chetzi Bishuloi Kula, because the only reason why I'm saying Shlish Bishuloi is only Mitzvah Tzav Gavon Kula. So it's a Shiloh. I see the Chalkas Binyamin and the Vos and the Mice, they want to be Machmer and say, no, once we pass against Shlish, to get a Shlish. However, already the base hill, with Tom the Taz, he comes along and says, no, the Kala Tzav Gavon Kula. And the Dakar Chuba begins down that way, and therefore we're taking the Kula either way, either Chetzi Bishuloi or Shlish Bishuloi.
Why would the
Chalkas
assume that we pass it this way,
so we'll
go first?
Because he said the Machmer went this way without saying. Otherwise, let's say there's two Lashonis over here. They also point out, let's say your suffix is a Meichel ben Nisoy. Could be a part of the question is, how do you understand it? You make a Svek out of it. Maybe it's Chetzi or Shlish, and even if it's Shlish, who said, got to Shlish. But no, we pass to Shlish, so Meichel is a suffix, Lekula. Over here, the Meichel, the Chalk Mazon, brings down, but it's not Meichel ben Nisoy, Meichel says to you, Meichel. It's too easy to be Meichel. So that's Lekula Chod Sveki. It's a Shem Echod. Right, that's the Shiloh. In this halacha, that again, so the halacha is very clear that if it wants to shlish bishuloi, lemaisas could be mutter once he saw did it. And that, even passing that way, I mean, one time I was by the baguette store, I bought a baguette with an egg inside. The klal in the stores over here, the goyim cannot touch the fire. The Arab passed by, saw the egg there, and he flipped it. Flipped it. So first, the guy, Eli, starts screaming at the guy, and he turns to me, Yosfadi Ashkenazi! I'm like, well, what do you want from me? Are you Svadi? I said, Ashkenazi, fine. You as Mercedes, that's yelling back at the guy. Because he knows, the halacha is, that Ashkenazim have a heter if you so put on the fire or lift the fire, and Svadi don't. Maisa, in that particular case, it's not so. Sorry, Svadi or Ashkenazi, Mercedes. Otherwise, you have a buy up inside the Kli itself, on the spiritual lakum, and the cash of the Kli. Because it was Shlish Bishulai, the egg was ready, it was cooked a little bit. It's not a problem. But I saw the Muslim there, and I learned something like 15 years ago. I still remember it. That, you know, we have to, there are different halachas, and these people who usually be on the counter should know what's going on over here, that the grain never touches the fire. Now, this is. So, pashas, and they say it's not fully raw. They want time to eat. The top half of the egg is at least shlish bishuloi.
Even if it's still wet?
Yeah, they want to say shlish bishuloi. That's the category of shlish. That's why I'm bringing it down that way. So now we lead to what? So lead to the case of here of what the Mechaber discusses, a case of sealant. What? That's another shadow. Lapa's going to be Michael. Another shadow. Now, over here comes the Mechaber discusses the case of sealant. That means the soul put on the fire, the soul removed it, and then the goy put it back. Then there was a problem. The question is, and this that means. That's the case where your soul took it off. Let's say the goy took it off, which first you have no flipping is considered taking it off. And boy, that was the case of a goy. So the Tashu Chach being done, a bach wants a machalik. If your soul stops the action, then a goy puts it back, then you have a baya bishlakim. Masha Ekin, you kept it there, there's no isra bishlakim. Maestro Tashu Chach disagrees, says no chalik whether the goy removed it or the soul removed it, you'll still have a problem. And I think flipping it is considered removing it. Personal opinion, you can disagree, I can hear the taino, but I think it's considered removing it. But Maestro, we are going to be. The mechabel kamatri luchumra. However, the shach says us. However, the shach says anyway. The us does not make a difference. We pass like the mod of zayin. The mod of zayin says whether it's a lokah kisim lemaisi kami megal. Now, I'd just like to go back to what the shach just said about siv zayin. Because I see a lot of people are discussing with not that clear. Could be I didn't explain that well. Could be I did not know that clear myself. To like to go back to explain is very important. Siv zayin. That's really the crux of really what's going on in Bishul Akim. In siv zayin, we have the three melachas. That Ravina says that negate the sugya pass. To be clear, what the three malachas is: one is first the goy to the loka, then your soul put it down on top of the fire or inside the oven. The second malach is you sold the hadlaka and the guy put it on. The third malach is the guy did the hadlaka in Hiniach and he sold it in the act of chitoy. All three the Gemara says helps by case of pass. The question is, does it help on the case of Bishul? To explain each one, how it applies to the case of Bishul. First, very simple. If Yisrael lights it, if a guy lights it, and Yisrael puts it on the fire, that's mamash a case of Bishul Yisrael, about that's mutter. That's simple. What happens if I care? That means the words of Mechab is you have to make sure you put it on the fire. Let's say Yisrael puts it down, but there's no fire there. And then the guy afterwards goes to light it. That means people say that the Yisrael has to put the food in the source where the flame is. Let's say they put it there. There's no flame there right now. What would the Mechaber hold when you put it down, you do an anocha? I mean, Mechaber says you have to do anocha. You did anocha, but there's no ish there.
What?
Oh, right. So where's the Mechaber? Very simple. And the Pasha of the Paiskim is, that's not the din you have to do anocha. You do anocha with this word, this Pasha, where the ish already is there. Take it now a step further. In the Amoshito, the Amoshito says hadlaka works even though there's no food there. Well, if I care, does hadlaka work without hadlaka? That means, can you throw, put the food inside the oven, you have to clean later, put it there in the morning, tell the lady at 12 o'clock to put it on the fire. Can you throw, Ibn Ashkenaz, who follows the Amo, put the food on the fire, there's no fire there right now, put it inside the oven, put it on top of the kiwa, go to work, tell the cleaning lady at 12 o'clock, put on the fire. Sorry. In the Amos world, the Amos says a look is enough.
That's
the Iran. That's the Iran. I said the Amos. It's very clear. The Amos.
It's a good hacker.
It's
a good hacker.
The hacker, but you didn't do anything right now. In the Amos world, not the Iran's world. The Amos. So, come on to Orcha Shulchan, Dr. Shuva brings down. Says the Amoshid is Sai had loko Sai anoko. A wonderful letter. The Maisa, the Swarm quote Aruch HaShulchan, they point out before she gets to Ben Yeruchim with Taisa Tzrid, and they point out either connect the Svaro or Locho, the way the Machzah Elio has a long tshuva against it. He writes Tzorchim in Asvaro, and he has a bunch of Svaros against it, Tzorchim in a Gemara is against it, and Tzorchim in Alocha, and Alocha against it. And therefore they come out and say the Amos Het is Dak in the Geta at Locho Shaboy, that is the act that's cooking. Hanocha, putting it down per se, the Maisa does not work. That means you say the halacha in the Mechaber Shita is anocha mokwer b'shuloi, and anocha that's not mokwer b'shuloi, side the Mechaber, side of the Maisa does not work. The Pasha where they're getting from the halacha, and the halacha Tzif Yud says you put in a place that's not where this Pasha, the Mechaber says it does not work, the Mo does not disagree. The Choshuchan is Tzif Yud against himself, and he has to answer Tzif Yud. But the Maisa, Pasha Tzif Yud, the Mechaber, the Mo does not disagree, says that the Hanoch itself, the Maisa is not enough.
That's
the Sif Tess.
Huh?
That's the Sif Tess, is there. So they did an act of Chitoy. But then again, they did it afterwards. I think it will be clear when I set everything up to speak there. Right, it's even worse than this. It's even worse than this.
It's better.
It's still saying it doesn't work. We don't say that, right? That's a kasha. Kasha doesn't say that. Fine. So again, by Sif Tess is kasha.
Sif Yod.
Okay. Well, my thing is again. But again, one point of it is that nacha work by Bnei Ashkenaz. Lapos Moshe Beikir does not work. Unless only had lock and halacha. A second halacha over here. Again, so, what?
If there's no fire.
No fire. Nacha with any fire. It means when the Gemara says that the Hanocha works, that means you have to be clear. The Gemara says, again, three statements over here. First is the lip, the going to fire, and then Hanocha works. The Gemara's case is when there's a fire there. That means in the Gemara's case, when it says Hanocha is when there's a fire, is there already. Otherwise, we have no eye against it. But that works.
What if we're going to turn on a timer that it's going to turn on?
So then we give out the question of timer. Maybe it's no one's actually. The La Paz Gemara say a timer is as if no one did. Not Bishul Sol, not Bishul Akum. It's neither one. Now, the second case, Mechaber said we had a lock of Yisrael, and then afterwards came along the Yisrael, and then he put the food on the fire. That's the Ramah. Now, this Shiloh, what to go do among the Rishonim, very clear. Where you Rishonim, the Ben Yoino, the Rashba, the Ru'ah, the Ran, the Rivash, all come along, brought down all the Beis Yosef. They say, Yesh Lechal, between the case of Pas versus the case of Bishul. Either Mitzah the Sugar Pas, Alechim Yiki Odom, or Mitzah Pas, in the Yuchan, the Gate to Pas. What? The second case of the Gemara, the Adloka by Yisrael. The Gemara's second case of Adloka, the Vaisheish being down five Yushainim, that says Adloka by Yisrael, and the Nocha is done afterwards, is a Heter Miuchid and Pass, and not a Heter that applies to Bishul. Atzada Sheni, that can Moshe being down, the ghost on the Smag over here, Smag the Ben of Paris, the Kolboy, they say it works by Bishul, it works by Pass, the same exact thing over here. Now, again, just to understand this case over here, the Mechaber says Halacha is that's to be done what? Halacha is you have to do first the Halacha and then the Yisrael puts the Anocha, it's really the special. Let's say for Gert, over here the Goy put the food down and the Yisrael did the Halacha. Not the Anocha, he did the Halacha. But the food was there already. The food was there already. But Yisrael did the Halacha. Does that work? That means the Mechaber says very simple, the Halacha is only Hanocha. Where the special? What about Yisrael did not do the Anocha? The Goy did the Anocha. He put it down. Except Yisrael did the Anocha. But he was second. Not first. In most case, Adlocha was first. He's second over here. So come along with Paiskim. That maybe speaks out, and the Chorim will afterwards say so. The Mai said, that is Bishul. On Shabbos, whoever came second is Bishul. That means even though the Mechaber says you have to do Anocha, it means Anocha when you're second. If you did Eish and you're second, that also works according to the Mechaber. You know, an act of Bishul on Shabbos, you're chayv for it on Shabbos. So, Gam, there's a Mordechai Eliyahu, he wants a taina that no, Mechaber says, Nidavka Hanocha. Come with Swam and say, no, the Seder is the act of Bishul, whether you, whoever is second, whether it's a Nocha or a Locha, the mice work even according to Mechaber Shito. The third case of the Gemara is where the Goy did the Locha and the Nocha. The Seder did the act of Chitoy. The act of Chitoy. Now, what will be the law in that case? So, come on to the Meisayisim, it says, where's my Mokum to be Machmer? Instead of that Kemoshi, where's my Mokum to be Machmer? It's a Kolshke. The Gemara Pasha is a Loizu Afzu. Madach in the second case, by Lok it does not work. Kolshke, by Chito also does not work. Therefore, according to him, it comes out that the Rishonim, the Rajbo, and the Ra, and the Ra, and the Rivosh, all coming to be Machmer in the case of Chitoy. Nice, I looked among the Rishonim, no one says the case of Chitoy to be Machmer. No one says it. And what's the time against it? We know a little knows the Ran, and numerous Yishayim, the Ran, the Yvonne, the Ben of Paris, the Torah, the Mordechai, the Tzimtzum, the Svet Arach, and others called by Ogre, they all come along and say that by Chita it does work. How can Chita be better than the case of Adloka? You have to understand, when we say the word Adloka, Adloka means before the food is there. We're saying the word Chita, Chita means after the food is there. That means Chita is very clear, after there already was a fire there, already the food is there, then you're doing an act of Chita. It says the Ran, Yishkel Chalp, you're not locked before the food, but Chito after the food. Okay, locked before the food, nothing, he didn't do anything over here at all. Chito afterwards, since you carved the Bishul, you did the Gemara over here, you helped it out, went from 2 hours to 1 hour, that works by a case of Bishul. So it comes out, by the third level of Gemara, Chito, Numus Yishon, said the Maisi can be Michael, because you'd be Makar when Chito is afterwards. I mean, it's not really three Melachos of Adloka, Hanocha, and Chito, it's Adloka that's beforehand. It's Anocha that's second, Alokha that's before, and Chita that's afterwards. Those are the three Malachas of the Gemara, and each one is a Shalom among the Paiskim Rishonim. Alokha Lamaisa comes out just on the page where it says, we have the Mechaber, Lamaisa he says to be Machmer. That means he says you have to do Anocha after this Eish, or, as from say, you could do the Eish that's after the Anocha. It's left out, but that's two options in the Mechaber. Otherwise, everything else will come along to Aser. And that's how. That's active bishul. You be mivashul. Again, the Mordechai Eliyahu is not the way. Mechaber doesn't say that, but all the Rishonim say otherwise. You're doing bishul. You are doing. You're doing lovely. On Shabbos, whoever comes second is chayiv. We know that by Yisrael Shabbos just now by bishul Akum in Shinuchav Ches. Whoever comes second is chayiv. First one is not allowed to apply the halosser. The second one is chayiv. Who's doing the bishul? You're doing the active bishul. That means the Mechaber says anochem is in anochem either afterwards. It's also anochem before it doesn't work either. Mechaber says anocha after the Eish, or Eish is second, whoever is second. And the other Paschal this way, the Shlomo went this way, and the Meister, the Bnei Sfad, followed this Mechaber, this Mahalach over here. The Pichodos, the Chetzed, the Kavachayim, Ben Ishchai, they passed in this way. Atzad HaSheni, Mekotz HaSheni, is Ramah. The Ramah comes along and says, whatever you have a Heter by Pas, you have a Heter by Bishul, all of its column, except you have to realize that if you do the anocha first, the Yisrael, and then the Eish comes afterwards by the Goy, does not work on Dhamma also. That means the Eitzah, with the cleaning lady, that you want to put the food inside the oven, and you want to do the Eish afterwards, now we have no Ma'amokim in the Ramot to your Megal. That means, except Aruch HaShulchan. I'm going with the Paiskim. I said, I knocked away. There is Aruch HaShulchan, I'm asking, but the Svarim went to the Rishonim against it. Paiskim against it. Now, people ask me, who exactly passed like the Molim? What ends up with Chayin Noigim? Who passed this way? So the Chamtzvi, he has a tshuva about it. It says, the Maish, the Minik is like the Ramo. The Minchas Yaakov, he says, the Mekel Yeshu Milismoich. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, we passed like the Ramo. For this avenue. He goes on further and says, that a selfish Ramo of Kisei, or Meishul Eish, he doesn't like. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Maish, we pass like this Ramo over here, that the head of the Gimel Melachos apply to the case, even my case of official also.
Even in
a face, yeah, without the das. Yes, he in the Aruch HaShulchan says make a like the Ramo.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to be clarify.
Doesn't Aruch HaShulchan argue all the terms
on the extra term by kisim and by the term like kisim eish leish, but not for gim loch as a kid. By paskim loch as a gemara, they can't argue on the ikka gemara. Right, that's we follow the
Gemara. Says it. Doesn't like kisim by pas either.
Right, doesn't like by kisim by pas either. But here doesn't like it also. Right, correct. But the gim loch as he follows. The third sheet over here is really the Shach Basin Siv Ches, and the Shach also in Siv Kod Ches. He comes and says, like Ivan Shito, that the halacha of hadloko does not work when before the food, but chite afterwards, the maisa does work. Gemar b'shuloi, kir b'shul, maisa does work. Look at the Yamshu Shloimo, he went this way. The Pitoyer, he says very clearly, paskin one, not the other. Look at the Goyin, they went this way. The Pim Godim also in Kufi Beis, he says we can make him by the case of chitoi. That's Ramo. He left out the case of Adloko. That means the Ilum like saying over, the Paikim say over, the Neitoyer like be marked with the Goyin Shito. The word the Goyin Shito over here means that Loko doesn't work. The Goyin Shito is very clear. We call it the Ran, the Chito works, but not Adloko. So that those who do not who want to be Machmer for the Mechamba Shito, they call it the Goyin Shito. The Goyin Holmes is very clear. The lesser that Loko does not work, the Chito works. Even most of these cases where the Semich upon the Ramos Mahalach Adloko, that's against the Shach. That's against Yamshu Shloimo. That's against the Goyin, against the Pitoyer. They seem to not go this halacha of local works, but that's the third sheet over here, like the Ran. Shach said Tzorchi in Latinoi, right? Sivkon Ches, and he said the Ran, and he also Sivkon on Siv Ches, he says, I already said the Ran. Now, I'm not sure how he put the Ran together in our situation. Is what he's actually saying over here. But he said, I already said the Ran. What's the Ran? Chitoi versus halacha. Halacha means before, and Chitoi means afterwards. It means Chayshish L'chumma to say like the Goyim's Malach. So don't call the Shach, but the Shach wants you to be Chayshish L'chumma for the Ran.
Mahadrin
Machsherim. It depends how you define Mahadrin. Depends how you define Machsherim. Depends how you define Chayshish. Depends on a lot of things. The fourth sheet over here on the page is a Taz. Taz Kamlok says, in the Bais of Yisrael, Lamaisa it's Motor. Bais of Yisrael, Lamaisa it's Motor. Now, I just was wondering, in the Bais of Yisrael, Lamaisa it's Motor, for the Rav Shito, let's say he does not listen to what you want to go do, on the Bais of Yisrael, it's not clear. That means when the Arab comes over and flips it, he's in the Bais of Yisrael, but he's not doing what you want. That means the Shach says, when he does something for himself, doesn't work, who he does something that you don't want, who is not Nichol Heter, Bais of Yisrael.
He's trying
because
he
thinks that's
what
you want.
So,
right.
The Shach says.
So,
make a
problem for the Taz. Just make a machlokes out of it. So those are four halachas on the page. Be very clear. Again, we have the Bechabu, we have the Amor. Again, even the Amor, again, every case doesn't work. You can do on Nocha first. We have the Shach sheet that they call the Goyin, and we have the Taz sheet over here. The Maestas from Kamlong, one Chalk Ben Yomen, said the Chalk Mazodim, Beke will not be Machmer, but Shat Chak, Mokhm de Bieva, the Maestas, what we send the Chon, like the Archbishop says, the meaning is La Maestas like the Ram over here. Siftes, we have a case over here where the.
Just not to minimize the
Shul.
He was the
Dasach
and the
Pesach
before the Shul.
I thought the Oscar was. So.
Not before the.
Oh. Now. Come on the Mechab and Siftes, and it brings down that let's say the Goy did an act already in Meichel Medesoy, then Yisrael wants to be Goy Mid over here. So the question is, do we learn out? Just like the Meichel Medesoy by Yisrael works, and the Gemara of a Goy does not mess it up, maybe if I cared, once the Goy did Meichel Medesoy, maybe we take a Luchumra or not that way. So among the Rishonim, Beishet brings down like the Machlokes, some of the Rishonim, the Ben Echnan, the Raj, the Ran, the Ben Yoyna, they want to be Machmed, say, just like my Meichel Medesoy helps for Yisrael, who the Meichel Menesel by a guy asks it. So the Sheni, the Rosh, the Ritz for the Torah, they say, if I care it, we say, look, cool both ways. as long as the Gemara was done by the Yisrael, the Maaseh would work. Clear machlokes among the Rishonim. Aloha the Paskin. So the Shach brings down the Yamshu Shloimeh, the Maaseh he's Machmer. The Shloimeh is brought down by the Pesach Tshuva, the Maaseh he's Machmer. The Ra comes out for the Bnei Svard, the Mechaber, the Maaseh he's Machmer. Unless it's a case of Hefzi Mubo or Shabbos or Gedoimah, he's Chalishish over here. As if Ketzad HaKav Chaim went this way. Atzad HaSheni, the Shach says, Roiv Paiskim, went like the Ramah. Therefore, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maaseh Meikel, and say, even though the Meikel Ben Tzai was done by a guy, come on the Chok Mosodom, the Aruch HaShulchan, they pass on the Lof LaMaiseh, we can be Meikel, as long as the Gemara was done by the Yisrael. Now, they do point out, first, the Paiskim from the Rishonim, and let's say there was only Meikel Ben Tzai done, and the Yisrael was not Gomer it, did not finish it. So, that it's also. That means they have to have a Maaseh done by the Yisrael inside of it. If this is the Goyim Meikel Ben Tzai, the Maaseh it's also. Then they get involved with Lamdas over here, the Achoinim, how the world come awesome, and then come Mutter later on, how that work that way. That's a Shaila, that's what Pesach Tshuva seems to be addressing. How can two Goyim do something over here? But the Yisrael Tshuva is that if the Yisrael was going to be the how it works. Well, we'll get to Melicha. We'll see by Melicha also, the same Halacha. Once the Nechel Chai, it'll be the same Halacha.
They're saying it's called,
but it's
called
Mavosho,
the
Maisa. Michael
Ben
said it's called
Mavosho,
correct.
If he eats it like that, it's called that he ate a
Mavosho. Yes. Now, they point out two theories over here to this halacha in Seftes. One is that halacha in Sevav. The halacha in Sevav says that Yisrael does an act over here, whether it's Betchilo or Besaif. The halacha is, the Maisa is good enough, it's Ksila Gemara. What the Mechab over here says, if the Gemara is done by the Yisrael, it does not work. But first, point out, look at the Sivav Sivav versus the Lachos Sivtes. So now we already mentioned Sivav, we have two Tirotsim. Either one, interesting terrorist, that the word Saif does not mean Saif means the end. It means Saif means at the end of the Meichel Ben Desai. Before it got to the stage of Meichel Ben Desai, it's a Chiddush in the Daki Tshuva. But all the terrorists, the Pichodesh over here and over there says, they look at the Beis Yosef over here, but he says, bring down a Rebbeinu Yeruchim, that he wants a Taino, that it really depends, are we discussing whether he took it off the fire or not? That if he took it off the fire, then the Gemara does not help by the Yisrael. But let's say he kept it on the fire, and then the Yisrael helped it out. Since over here you helped out and never left the source, you're being part of the Bishul itself, therefore I say in this case, the Gemara Maisha does work. The Gemara works in the case where it was not removed from the fire. And therefore there's a ritual, also the Sugi says very clearly that way, the Gemara only does not work once after Michael Mansai went to Selek. That's Atzad HaSheni.
You want to test the Selek.
When removed, that's the case over here. What?
Test means that he was misalik.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's Rav Kiliger saying? That you didn't find
the
said Rav Kiliger discussing a preacher or something else.
He's discussing what?
A different thing.
He's discussing that?
No, he's saying that.
How can you flip it if it's not on the fire?
No, Hebrew does not mean flip it over here. Hebrew means even to stoke it or to move it. Yeah.
Why does Stokia not work?
No, because he wants to tell you that the Chita won't work after Michael Menasai. Only a real Hanacha would work after Michael Menasai. That's the Chiddush one time. The Chiddush B'Yom wants to argue. It's pretty sure. They don't want to argue with him. So the Maisa, those won't disagree and say no. The Hanacha is whether it's a Silik or not. Silik, once Michael Menasai, the Maisa will be also. So you have Machlokes over here, and then we'll have two ways of answering Sifov. The second question is, they were saying over here, the Hanacha Michael Menasai does not apply. To Machabah wants to be Machabah, let's say Erev Shabbos or Hefzi Mubo. Learned by Pasachim and Simon Kuf Yud Beis on Sif Yud Beis, the Machabah discussed the same case. You have a path that's common with the Pnei Pass that already has the cross on top of it. Says the going over there, that means that Michael Ben Nisai, what's Allah says, Machabah, Bistam, and Maisa works, Bistam was going merit. Yesh, even those who disagree, and everyone else declared the Machabah, Stam, Yesh, and Malach, Stam, he's passing the Kula. Somehow in the past he was making over here, he only wants to make by Hefzi Mubo. Mysterious Mechaber. Some Saif is his question. Right, the question is, and you look up, say, point out, some Saif, and maybe past the Bishul, Makaris are different. You look up the Makaris, the same one. It's the same Rajba, same Yushoinim, and they're arguing at the same point. Somehow the Mechaber over here was Makel, and over here was Machmer, and over there was Makel. So the Chassam Saif. Oh, so that's clear, you're going to have to answer. The Chassam Saif, when he answered, he said, Sarachian. The Chazal B'Yom is saying what my father is saying, that somehow we know we have a Chal by Pas. Even though it's the same Yishayim, they would argue, but we have a Het and Pas, Alech Michi Odom, Tzchai Nefesh, based upon the Yishami. And therefore, even though it's a Machlokes, the same exact Machlokes, by Pas, the Maaseh will be Mekel, and over here the Mechab will be Mekel only after the Mubo. Os Bnei Ashkenaz, we Mekel Tzai and Pas, and Tzai and Bishol. Therefore, we discussed, what? I hear. You're saying if we did not move from the flame, correct. Correct. I mean, it could be that you'll have to point out, make a chilgul that's silik or not silik, it's the same Rishonim. You still have to, the mechaber has to speak out over there to mechalik, whether it's a silik or not silik. So I'm not sure. We did speak out on a case, building upon that, that what happens with by Ben Ashmoshes, if you realize your chulent is not plugged in, can you tell a guy to plug in your chulent and have it cooked for you on Shabbos? So the loch is the gate of Shabbos is that we can go tell a guy Ben Ashmoshes to do a melacha that's makam a tzarech any of Shabbos. Then tell the guy to plug it in, have it cooked. The baya is now is a bishlakim. So you mentioned last kabbur that somehow Rav Vosna says that chulent is oila shulchan melachim, which we can learn and get down about that. But on the assumption chulent is oila shulchan melachim, it's very good that you have chulent, but it's a baya bishlakim. So you discussed that in a very simple, interesting eitzah. Building upon this Ramah, if you're the Bnei Ashkenaz, the loch over here is the Gemara is done by the soul is good. That means the case over here is where there was Michael Mendesai, it came on the soul and he finished it. Let's say it's Mevosha called Tsarkoi. And the soul wants to do more of a, wants to do a case that's Mashpiach, that's Mestamik V'yofaloi. Is that also Nichle Ge'ed of Gemara that take you the Isser of Bishlakim? So I point out, say, look up the Rishonim inside, and the words of Mechaber, even the Kufya Beis, is Mashpiach. Anytime you gain out of it, it's Nichol Neged of Gemar. Therefore, the real Paskin, very simple, told the guy to plug it in. Shabbos morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, he told the soul, pick it up, do the act of Chazara, put it back down. At 12 o'clock, you have a chum that's Mestamik V'yofaloi. And once you follow the Ashkenaz, you have no Bayam, it's not a Sugil of Bishul Akim, because his soul is Mestamik V'yofaloi, that's the Gemar of Yisrael.
And then can he buy his fire over the rest of his life?
No. Oh, so there are a couple of interesting questions over here. One, if you look at the Zichet Tzedek over here, you know, Maisa says it's not Tzedek Shana Ma. He wants to argue and say, Mashpiach V'yofaloi does not work. The second thing is, in general, all these cases when Ashkenazim and Mekel are being Machmen the Kalim. So we get to the Sugya of Kalim, but even the Bnei Smart, they want Taina, once you have the Ramah, what to be Samichon, and the Kalim itself and Machlok is Rash Ben Ra, we'll make along Kalim for the Bnei Smart.
Okay, so you're doing something with Dapka that.
On Shabbos, Mestamik V'yofaloi is mutter. You're picking up and bringing back down. Not messing with Rashi. Let it go. Do the make sure they end up lech over there. Klal Chazara. It's Mestamik V'yofaloi. It's Mashpiach. That's the Gemara. Once the Gemara likes it, works. No, they're not the same kolim. That means a lot of places can, by Shabbos hold once Michael Minasai, be a machmer and say that's to the cooked already also, right? We take on both sides of Shabbos. Here the side over here is you have to be part of the bishul aspect, make a hecker, that's enough.
The hope here is when it's not
the case over here, the case is when your chulin, let's say, is raw. And the reason why you allow to plug it in, either because he has a black there, or when it's out, there's a keder chai, so there's raw piece of meat over there. Either case over there. Even Michael Minasai, you still can't plug it in. Oh, but then you still have to bishlak, correct. You want to buy a bishlak, correct. 100%.
Then the usual case is that everybody.
Usual case depends whose house. I've learned usual cases do not mean much. Everyone has their own house, own way.
Plugging in is considered
that's not, we'll get to that, but yeah. Fine. Sif Yud is a case over here where the Yisrael did the act, except not really the special anymore. So again, on Sif Yud, Lechor is a steer to Sifav. The Mechabla seems to say not the way. If the Ramos says not the way, if the Goy, and there was helped out by the Yisrael put down, and the Goy helped it out, even though not really the special, Mice is enough. And then we spoke out to do a Shach, to do some of the Taz, and that went for the two Sugyas together. Sif Yud Aleph is a case where you put on the fire, you left the guy behind, and we're not sure if he flipped or not before Michael Mendesai, not after Michael Mendesai. The klal comes out, we're not sure. The Sovik Lakula, that means you have a klal over here, the Ramah speaks out. Any question the Sovik in the Sugya Birshul Akum has a klal, Sovik Daban Lakula over here. That means not sure if he did an act of Chitoy, not sure if he did it before Michael Mendesai, after Michael Mendesai, we have this klal over here. Sif Yud Beis is a Sugya of Nechel Aydeit Chak. The Gemara brings down the case of dogim.
We had that before.
No, if it's very common, then we'll, yeah, there'll be choshes.
Yeah,
even though it's sofik, right? No, it's not sofik. It's welcome. Right. Sifid Beis is a case building on the sugya of dogim. We have two cases of dogim in the Gemara. One that from a chesum and alam brings down that you have dogim tadim that muluchim that are salty. The Gemara brings down there's no iser bishlakim. The Gemara that from a chesum Beis brings down you have dag maliach. Does not say what happened to dag maliach. A salty fish. It's machlok is chizkiyo and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the case of dag maliach? So you read Rashi. Rashi says the case of dag maliach is that you left it salty, And the question is the Maliach Kirisayach? And the Machlok is Chizkin Rabbi Yochan is just like by Risayach Tzli, Bishul Machl Bishul Akim, by Malicha we also be Machl Sugya Bishul Akim. That's the question over here. That means even though in Oman Alfi said there's no Bayah Bishul Akim, and Oman Beis it's a Machlokis. That's Rashi. Come on, Ramban and other Rishonim say no. The Sugya Lamaches and Beis it says Dag Malich is Machlokis, Dag Malich and you roasted it, you did Tzli to it. In that case, the question over here is that since Dag Malich can be Nechel Eid Eid Chak, and then you roast it afterwards, the question over here is, now can you eat it? Is it Nechel Ged on Nechel Chai? Or not Nechel Ged on Nechel Chai? That means, what is Machlokes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan? Is Machlokes Rishonim is a Sugya or Sugya of Malicha? Or is it Sugya Nechel Eid Eid Chak? Is Nechel Ged on Nechel Chai or not? Why is the Rishonim, the Raivir, the Rashba, they went like the Ramban and said the Sugya is a Sugya of Nechel Eid Eid Chak? Is Nechel Ged on Nechel Chai? Aloch l'maisel among the Rishonim do Paschals Nechel Chai, it's very clear as Machlokes. Those who want to be machmir, the Torah comes from Ben Yoino, and he wants to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. At Sarasheni, the Ramban and the Rosh, he wants to pass like Chizkiyah. So you have machlokes among the Rishonim how to pass. They point out that you take out the Rosh, but Torah Sabayis, and the Orchi passes one way, and the Kotzi passes another way. In fact, the Pi Chodesh, the Pi Torah, the steers among the Rosh, how to pass. Halacha Maisa, who exactly passkin? So there is one safe, the Pi Torah, the Maisi wants to be Mekel. However, the Machab is very clear, he has Tam Yishoyim, brings down two Shitas, the Maisi, he's machmir. Look up the Ramah, Taris Chatzis, he's Machmer, and therefore the Goyim, the Pichodosh, the Pechetzedek, or HaShulchan, the Pais Gimel, they be Ikra hold to be Machmer, that something is Nechel Eid Eid Chak. That's Chai? The Maise be Ikra Machmer. Unless the Mokum have Sivubo Kedoyim, or someone be Mekel, otherwise be Ikra we are Machmer. So that's first the Sein Shaboy, Nechel Chai, has to be something that's Nechel Chai usually, and not Eid Eid Chak. That's the few Beis.
Does it practically have to be salted by Dharma Pattern?
Yeah.
The one
of Reish Gimel?
The one, yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Let me see it inside. Fine, that's one case. Now, the Sifri Gimel is even though we're coming to Mechal to Yubayz and Tezvav and Tezayin, all Nechalei, Adei, Nechalei, that Chak, it's really the same as Sugyo. The reason why your Gimel is put in between, because according to Rashi, that's the Sugyo, Melichal. So Yubayz is a Sugyo according to Ramban. You give him a sugya of dogim, according to Rashi, sugya of melicha. Coming the Mechaben says, you said over here, that we have a shiloh according to Rashi, machlokes, et melicha is nechel kiwaseach, nechel sugya bishal akum. But he comes out, be'ikah, the class be eish is bishal akum. If it's not eish, it's not nechel sugya bishal akum. Just to speak out the cases, what is eish? Tzli is bishal akum, even though it's not bishal, but it's also tzli, that's Mechaben tzifei. The case of a fear, same halacha, to make them only shayinim. They say tigun, something you're frying, is also nichlin bishlakim. Forget it. That's first. That's very simple. The case is very simple. That's not bishlakim. We pass him licha. It's also not bishlakim. It's no eish. Kavish, Kamlung the Ramban says, it's also not nichlin chumra of the klal bishlakim. Smoking, Kamlung the Ramban, Vortam and the Mechaber, is not nichlin bishlakim. When it says the word smoking, what you're asking, there's two types of smoke. There's cold smoke. For example, you want to have lax, that's cold smoke. It's hot smoke when you want to have white fish. It's smoked fish.
Smoke me,
smoke salmon. Fine, let's give any example that you want. I'll make you two simple examples. Everyone knows that white fish is smoked, but heat is too hot, heat. My shaking lax is cold. So the question over here, when it says Ishan, smoke, how, before I'll tell you how to go do it afterwards. But, so, the question over here is, when it says smoke, does it mean cold smoke or hot smoke? So this is Shalom among the Sforim. So the Beik of the Pesach Matayna, Mechab is not Mechalik. This is a Dr. Shuvah brings down a concept maybe to Mechalik, but it's not Mechalik over here. So Bishlam, a cold smoke, is not Eish. The Sforim of hot smoke, the way the Chorim will explain, whether that's the Falk or the Chalik Spin Yomin, that the idea of why smoking works different than Eish. Eish is the heat cooking it. The idea of smoking, the Harifus of the smoke is cooking it. So it's not really the heat per se. A gum, it is hot. But the act that's making it, the salmon, or the fish, or the meat, have a smoked taste over here, is not mitzad, the heat shabai, it's the smokiness that's doing it, and there's no, it's a fish lakim on something that's being smoked with its falat. But then what's doing it, the ikr, is the smoke. The ikr is the smoke, and not the heat. Fine, fine, but again, the act that you're doing, it's an act of a harifa, it's not an act of bishul. They come out of mitzvah because the smoke is hot. That's the one taina. And they point out, that's number one. Number two, they point out, the steamers are placed with no one's machalk. And number three, they want a taina, is that even by bishul on Shabbos, or by the bishop, by Basel B'cholov, we know already in Simon Pei Zayin, over there it's appointed by the Yishalmi. The reason why we're machmir Basel B'cholov is very clear, says the Rishonim, Paiskim, the Suffolk in the Yishalmi, Suffolk derives to the Chumrah. Therefore, the Kamal say over here, we're talking about the Rabbanon. We know the Klavi by Rabbanon, some Rabbanon Lekulo. Therefore, they want Taino that upon the Yishalmi, not sure is the Derech Bishol or not. Therefore, not the reason why he make over here is not Nichol the Klav Derech Bishol. To ask you what we do. To ask you, that's the title.
Tzli is something.
Tzli is something not Bishol. Tzli is something Nichol and Bishol. Per se, but not about the normal thing you all do. You do barbecues all the time. Next case is cost. What about something that you steam? Steam meat.
So then if you matter, you make them. And hot smoke, you certainly
can make it. Yeah, here's that smoke, about we'll make all the smoke. It's clear.
Hot smoke in the oven or on the fire will be cooking full, but it's only if it's not
the food. Yeah, the means they're taking the fire away, you just left the hot smoke.
Which never has.
I don't know. They're saying smoked fish, they say.
Smoked fish, yes, by meat, you're with
every meat. My meat, okay, that's. By white fish, they say it's a closed off room and just smoke. So negate to steam. So first, the shaila is when you cook to hevel zeya steam. So they want taino that betzim every time you cook, you put a pot with water on a fire, and you let's say want to make boiled chicken. So in essence, what's cooking it? It's the water that's cooking the chicken. When you do it without water, the fire is cooking it. With water, the water is cooking it. So in essence, they want taino any hevel zeya is betzim is water that's just condensed. And therefore, if it's being done through steam, come on the Shem Ayir, Chaznish, Vavazner, Chaim, they want Taina, that's Nichon Negeda Bishol. And they want Taina, it's not worse than the case of Tolds are. Atzad Hasheni, the Banish Chai, he wants to disagree. They want Taina, it's Nichon Negeda smoked. Mice, what's cooking here per se? It's a steam, as Nichon look a hot smoke, it's the same concept. And therefore, the big down of Nasha Klein, of Moshe, of Adi Yosef, they want Taina Mice to be Mechel. It's a big Mavuch among the Swarm, so I can tell Machlok is a shock among the Swarm. What is steam? Is steam have the head to like smoked? Or is nichol together? Oh no, it's like water. How do you look upon it? They point out, however they point out, where do you think it's common? People will say it's neged to tuna fish. Or things like that. Anything that's inside a can over here, that's being cooked by steam, they point out the way a tuna fish is being made, is being a act of being cooked by steam. And therefore they get involved, is there baya by tuna fish as bishul akumanat? So the Sfarim say no, it's not negated to that sugya. Come on the Isra Moshe and of Shlomach and others, they say no. If the act is cooking in the steam per se, correct. What's happening by tuna fish, this way, right this way, is the steam is heating up the water, and the water that's inside the can is cooking the tuna. It's not that the steam is cooking the tuna. The steam is cooking the water, and the water is cooking the tuna. So fine, that's water, that's artificial. They were the one title that. What? Who they're quoting? Rabelski writes that way, that's the Messias. Fals writes that way, Chalkinom writes that way. They're all right, that's the Messias that's happening. And therefore, negate to cans. Oh, that's another question. That's another shayla. But to be stomach on cans, that's nichol negeda steamed, they want to say all cans has liquid inside, and the steaming is cooking the liquid, the liquid's cooking the tuna, and therefore, you will not have the heter of steaming. That steaming itself is machalik among the swarm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another act they say is, let's say you want to dry something out by the sun, that's not aish. They say example of raisins, that's how do raisins. My son, not nichol get a bishul akum, even oil shulchan malachim, because it's oh. So now what about electricity? So first, electricity itself, you can clarify, is that aish?
Yes.
So Vada Salvazna has a true about, Shemach has a true about, Chaylevi, all the say Vada, yes. Posh is dark, Bishul, Vada, Nichol, Geta, of Gachelis, Nichol, Geta, of Eish. Now the question is, what about microwaves? So, microwaves, it seems that really depends what sugi you're coming from to make hole. In what time the sugi to be make hole, there's no Eish. There's not as far as to say the gamma rays and the molecules that are moving over here are not Nichol, the sugi of Eish. Therefore, Lahoris Nostal, he has a true about it. What? Electricity is that you have the hot coil over there. The coal,
it's hot.
Yes. Yeah. If you're coming from that reason, therefore, Lars Nelson says economy and microwave is not a problem. If Heidemann wants tiny is not a problem. If it's farm is mitzvah that way. I said to Shani, a lot of people want to say the reason why we make on the Malicha and Kavash is not Derek Bishol. And then we get involved with the sugya: is microwave today dach mishal? Everyone knows the raid mishal mazalman and the moishah based upon Rashi and Shabbos. Is microwave nichol get a dach mishal very common or not? What?
I don't know the raid.
Fine. There's a raid. Building upon Rashi and Shabbos, what defines the bishul and Shabbos? Is it the say that Eish is something that's derech bishul? Or no, it has to be an active bishul with fire per se. Rashi sounds like whatever the derech is, a nifl chal bishul. So Moshe writes a tshuva in the 1970s that says, in his days no one has it, but he said if everyone has it, we use it all the time, everyone will cook with it, therefore nifl is a derech bishul. Then we said by microwaves. Now the Olam says over that Moshe wrote it in the 70s, and that's true. No one cooks today with microwaves. The only way he thinks, and therefore the shell, even though Moshe applies that question was man as a. It did not happen. What Moshe said will happen.
Most people don't cook.
Right, that's what I just said. Therefore, then, well, those want to quote you on Moshe, who would not be that official. I said there's a mevucha. I understand on Moshe practically. He says it would. It did not happen that way. There's a Egletal who has an older pshat and Rashi, and therefore the mevucha among the chayim, the mice in the ger to bishul akim. I see most from a say to be chush to be machmer. The big name from Islam that way. I'll be Ashim very clear. No, Bosim went this way. They want to tell them at the end of the day is nichli get a derech bishul, which you argue the point.
It will never be el shachem lachem.
And again, the said is food. Again, the yeshiva chicken, la dafka oil shulchan malachim, but still has to get oil shulchan malachim. The food itself is that way. Therefore, as far as I see, come on, all the our food should be machmed by microwaves. And therefore, they point out anytime you want to use a microwave that was used by a not Shabbat mitzvah, you should cover it for a bunch of reasons. Another reason why you should cover it. They do discuss, this is all cases where there are Eish there. Let's say you had an Eish and you move it. You had a pot that was on the fire. You took the pot off, it's boiling hot water. So that's a clear reason, Shloya la Eish. That on Shabbos, the Bishol on Shabbos, the Raisa. Let's say you do Iroi from a clear reason. So this Machloikis, the Rashbam, and... Vayetam. Machloikis among the Rishonim, it was Iroi, Mevashk, the Klippah, not Mevashk, the Klippah. So Shalom among the Rishonim, we took it on Shabbos, L'chumro, we did Vada, Mishabura says. The question over here, again, the Bishul Akim, maybe can be Makel, maybe we Mavashul Klippa is not Dava Choshel over here. So this is Shiloh by Iyuid, the Maisi can be Makel, but they say certainly by Klisheni, you can be Makel. It's not Nichol get a Bishul. Therefore, the example they like discussing is Mona HaChamaz, if a Eilosh of Malachim, or this puree, these potatoes, on the side you want to say that potatoes is Eilosh of Malachim, mashed potatoes are Eilosh of Malachim, mashed potatoes. So that's the question. But if you want to say loy plug, and you want to say puree, it's puree, mashed potatoes.
Puree.
Is Eilosh Shulchan Malachim, then they say what you should do, if your guy does it, if it doesn't, the Iroi Klishen, which is usually the case over here, or a case of Klishen, they want to be someone to be Mekel.
Isn't it already cooked?
What? Oh, thinking about also the Mitzvah, it depends how, if it was cooked or not. They want to say it's not fully cooked, or how much it was cooked. It's another question, Mitzvah-wise. You have to know the Mitzvahs. That means you're really asking, when you reheat food, is there is the bishul over here? So it's very clear, the Taz and Shach both being down the Rosh, the Taz and Sivkon Beis, and the Shach Sivkon Hei, there's no Issa bishul when it's mevushal already. I'm going to have to reheat it and it's cold. Bishul acha bishul mais is mutter. Which they lead to, let's say, a liquid. Right, it's ready cooked. The question now is, let's say it's a liquid. Now, on the side of the liquid, oil shulchan malachim, and not nechal chai. Water is nechal chai, but that concept shubai. On a liquid that came cold, lachshin is stunning. On Shabbos, are you allowed to reheat it on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says it's also as bishul on Shabbos. Ramah is choshish. Come along the Moshe on Shuva, the Chadish says, ve'ikki the hold is not an act of bishul, it's a chumra ba'almo. Therefore, the Swarm today say, Avazin writes, and I see that the Swarm being down, that according to Ramah, there's no baya bishul acha bishul by a liquid. Because there is no bishul by liquid. So, chum, we have in Shabbos, as a maris ayin, so you want to be mekel. Now, that even if they swear that those want taina, maybe can be mekel, as a tiyur shabai. But it's only according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, they want taina to reheat something, even by liquid, they want taina not nichol negeder of bishul on Shabbos. Bishul by negate to bishul akum. Sif Yidal is now going back to Nechalei Deid Chak. We have an egg over here. We have Machloikis, the Gemara, by Kakva, and Avi Yechanon is a mutter, also when it's cooked by a guy. The question really is a raw egg Nechalei Deid Chak, is that Nichol in the Sugya Nechal Chai, on be mutter or also? That's how the Birk and the Rishonim want to go. Again, look at Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi learns that that's the Machloikis. The Machloikis is that Rashi understands this egg has a shell to it, and it's covered. And since it's covered over here, therefore Rashi says it might come to mix in something that's Dava Tamei. You have a shell, there's no Dava Tamei over here. That's the Tzad Dwar Tiyamekel. So that means Rashi understands you said over here is beside the shell. But the Shem seems to understand the machlik so we have been nechel chai al yidei tchak is nechel get a nechel chai not. The Maisa, Kamul Vitaz Asakasha, the Sifya Beis, the Mechaba had two shitas, a stam v'yesh oimim, he was machmer, but he brought down two shitas, and nechel chai, nechel get al chai not. Ma'ashekin, Sifya Dali, the Mechaba says, an egg, the Maisa wants to ask her. Why in the world, in Sifya Dali, he's asking it, why does he not have two shitas over here? It should be the same two shitas in Sifya Beis and Sifya Dali. So different truths among the Choynim, but the place can go like the Taz. He wants to say over here by an egg, a gam the Gemara Beis, Daf Dalet says, an egg can be nechel chai, can swallow it, or Chazim might take it, or if your people say before they drink wine, they want to swallow an egg. But the essential body is only Doichet Godel. The words of the Taz is Doichet Godel, it's not Chak, Doichet Godel. That means according to the Taz, there are three levels over here. If it's Nechel Chai, but everybody, it's Mutter. If it's Nechel Chai, but Chak, no one's Salocho, then there'll be a Stam Yish Oimim, Rechoy should be Machmer. But two of them might make Hel. If it's Nechel, I date Chak, Godel, that Avad is also. Now, if you want to ask me exactly what the level over here is, I'm not clear. Because I'm clear in cases. What's squash? What's squash? Well, I don't know. Is it nechel chai adet chak? Chak gadol? What is that? Right, I'm clear in cases of what level to put under, what category. I don't, my parents used to serve it raw on the salad. Later, you should love them. I've never seen any place else do it. So I'm not sure how to look upon it. My parents used to serve it raw, but I've never seen any place else raw. Squash.
That's the latest fad.
30 years ago. Now, fine, that's the gate to egg Mizmana Chazal. The question of Mizmana Zeh is the same aloha. So, Pash is the same thing. It's not a common thing to go eat. Therefore, the aloha should be same concept. Any time a guy cooks an egg, it's by Bishlakim. However, they have a question. The chur today, inside your ice cream, inside your mayonnaise, there are eggs. And people have Nechel Chai eggs. The other question is, maybe today when a guy cooks the egg, we'll have the head of Nechel Chai, because in certain foods it's Nechel Chai, and the Mogar Rom that you quoted in the Simur Reish Gimel, that the Mishpura says over there, that we have a teruvos of onions inside, or a zangvil, inside other things, we have teruvos together, and still be Nechel again Nechel Chai, it comes only eaten in teruvos. Here also, the mayonnaise it has inside of the egg, it's eaten in teruvos, and maybe it's Nechel again Nechel Chai. That's a shayla among the Svarim. Oh, so the way they want to tie in the back is Yish Chalik what you're tying. When you have zangvil or you have onions inside the salad, and once they say Nechel Chai, you have onions, you see it. Here, when you have eggs inside your mayonnaise, it changes into a whole other Michael. It's a whole other entity. A Naim Hus came over here. It's a very Chadosh. Ice cream is a new thing. No one's eating eggs. It's being part and parcel and changing the different Hus. That's not Nechel Chai. That's changing to something else differently. Something differently, they want to tie in the back. So again, that's not what by egg.
They drink it.
Okay.
If
I understand you, yes. Fine. Sif Tezvav is a case of tomorrow. Again, the Gemara is very clear. These dates over here have three levels. A date can be sweet, a date can be terrible, or a date can be in between, or maybe in the oven. So, fine. So, these dates over here, so the Gemara comes out. So these, right, everyone knows Tomo went on a date. That's how Tomo is a date. Fine. So these tomorrow over here that we have, it's a kam dabei sebo. If it's sweet, it's nechel chai. If it's bitter, it's not nechel chai. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, it's a shayl over here. The Gemara says, also, Pash will come down over here, lechura, it's nechel chai. I did chak. So come down to the pitaz, I'm making the case of doich gadol. That means the aloha in your dalent as well is the case of doich gadol. That's why you're being machmer. Masha enkein. So if you're based, the case is only your chak. And therefore, it's machlokistam yeshurim with a rechush to be machmer. The last sif over here, sif tazayin, is once we're gonna aser this food on special akum, the question is negate to the blias of the kalim. Do we ask the kli also? That means everyone knows the gate to the sivahetur. The halacha is not only the food is aser, but the kli is also aser. Nice tam lavkam, nice and tam, the sinas tam, and then you have a blias inside the kli, goes inside the kli and come out from the kli, therefore we'll ask the food. The question over here, we're gonna ask the kli also. So there's a raw embedded bias. The Hilmeister says we can only ask the food and not the kli. The Torah brings it down that way from his father, the Rosh. The Beis Yosef brings it down by the Rucham. No one knows exactly where this Rosh is. The Rosh, as far as I see, is a Tosfos Rosh. And Daf Mem Amud Aleph, at the end of the Masechta, he brings down what he says. And when he goes to the Sugyo. They didn't have the Tosfos Rosh, right? No one seems to call that. The Tosfos Rosh that says it. And he writes, V'chaim Minigah Poshet. There's no reason to ask the Kalim. Why ask the Kalim? As Chasnus, no one's coming to get Tam out of pots over here. And therefore, oh, look what I served to you, it tastes so good, and therefore we make Kirv Das over here. The Blias is no Kirv Das, so true, the thing itself might be also, but the Blias will not come to make a relationship between Goy and Yisrael, and therefore there's no Kravis over here, and no Isad Chasnus, and therefore the Blias over here, the Mais, will be Michael, the Chaim Minigah Poshut. Fine, but then Blias in the pot, we don't say it. We want to say, like, look, well, no, there's the Ainlis, by there, Ainlis Zay Yesh Lazer. Ainlis, again, over there, like, look, you say Ainlis Zay Yesh Lazer. Here, there's no, it's not the answer. I've said a Cheney. You know, they saw the Ben Yoina, the Rash, but the Ran. They're saying, your Taino. And the Ran and Shuva, when he ends off, and says, Poris Geder Yeshchena Nachosh, Dak Losh of the Ran. And the Bada, how would you go against the, what's the Osir? The Chetz is Osir, and we know negate any of the Chetz is Osir. The Blias also is Osir. Any two opponents that way. So we have two sides over here. Halacha, again, there is a Sefer Minchas Chayni, once you make it as the class of the Molokulo. However, the Mechaber, he moves down the Stav Yish Oimu to be Machmer. And all the Swam likes to go this way. The Chachmazot, the Archa Shulchan, Meshavua, and Simon Shinchav Ches, they come along to be Machmed say, the Kalim, we're going to come along to ask you. You're going to have to go cash the Kalim. Now, the question over here is what? The question, first to point out, I don't know if it's Heter, the Sugya called Shefa. The Lach of Shefa is that the Machab brings down from the Rajba, that he wants time, and the Rajba is the one who wants to be Machmed, that anything that every time you cook would never lead to an Isser, the food of Meisr should be Motor. We come along a Paskin has to be Pogam. The Taz. But first, there's two things over here. So number one, let's wait 24 hours. And number two, who's the one who's being Machmer over here? The Rajba is being Machmer. Who's the one being Mek within 24 hours? The Rajba. Same Ramokam, same person, right? It's a slight issue. So, effect the Zer Shulchan is a Pelo. The Chushav Heter Shefa. So they want to maybe answer the Rajba himself. The Rajba himself holds the Loch is not Batu Baroiv, it's Batu Bashishim. Not like the Shach. The Shach will say over here, Bishul Akhman Batal Baroiv. The Rash himself was Batal Bashishim. Can we pass on the Shach? The Shach says every time the Blias come out, we have Roiv, and Vice is Mutter. Oh no, so the Shefa means it's always going to be Mutter. We don't need Shishim over here. Right, over here, you need Roiv. Right. So if you want to say Shefa, the concept by Shisha implies to Roiv, that's the cash of the Iskar Weir. So where there are Falcon's answer, he says that Tmiel, maybe to answer, they said that Shefa is more than just, there's only going to be a bittel. Shefa is a bittel that's not here. When is the case of Vim B'Shalai B'Mino, you taste it. Except Chazal didn't ask his bottle Roiv. You taste it. Except when Shach said the bottle Roiv. Mashing by Shisha, it's commander lesser, it's not here at all. I mean, even discussing Sugyo Shishim, numerous Pesach Montana, not that it's here, except when matching there's a bittel. It's commander lesser, there's no Isser at all, says of Kivek, it's not of Yudah. There's no Isser. So the one time the Sugyo Shefa will only apply when there is no Isser, Mashengi, when there is Isser, with Batal Baroiv, it's here, that law doesn't apply to Sugyo Shefa. That's clear, we have to answer the Halacha with the Mechaber's Mahal, answer the Mechaber. That he wants to ask the Kli, yet he wants to be Samech on the Halacha of Shefa to be Mekel in Simitag Tess. Now this is a loch of the cash of the kelim. So what about a kli cheres? The loch of kli cheres, we know from the simon kulchav aleph and in tafdun aleph, yishaber, you have to go break it. Torah said you have to go break it. Over here, can we make all? So you look up at the Rajba and the Ran inside the Beni Yonah, they say you have to break the kli. They say the Rishonim say yishaber. Why? It's like any other sugya of Isser. You have to break the kli. Have a wheel on simon kulchav aleph. The Torah over there brought down the Bala Itashito. But it is said by all Kli Cheresers you can cash him during Golo three times. Maisa would not pass that way. However, the Torah ends off, you can be semi upon it two times. So you can be semi upon a case when there's no Ikma Torah by the case of Chalas Chutz Loretz, and also by case of Bishul Akim. So you straight in the Torah. That means, again, you have to realize Raj would not say this way. The Ran did not. But you know they say Yishaver. However, came on the Torah and says, with semi upon the Baal Itter and a Golo three times, the Maisa works. And therefore, the Mechab over here brings down the Salocha, and all the place can go this way. That a Golem Meister works over here in this situation by Kli Cheres of doing a Golem three times. They discuss, negate my frying pan. my frying pan, what's the loch by machvas? We know machlokes is Rosh and Rashba, machvas is libun or agolo. So over here, that we have machlokes, raw and Rashba, what's the loch by blias? Come over, could say over here, agolo mice is enough. Here's some kind of agolo. It's machlokes by machlokes. Two machlokes them together. That not only that, coming the Sefer Tzedek, Ben Ishchai, he brings it down, that let's say it's a hefsim ruba, and he can't even kasher it. They say, let's say it's a kli, it's a kli chashmal, he can't kasher at all. But one time, the two sheets over here, and the reason why the Mechabah is being down the Yeshem over here, the Yeshem in Lismach lahakal, on a case where there's a hefsim ruba, and he can't kasher it at all. You can mitzav that also, maybe. Now,
what about the Chachma Sadam that just wait 24 hours?
Oh, so now, step by step. Now, he's saying that by chayla. Now, to kasher kli, the kli in general is: do you have to wait 24 hours, or can you do it right away kashering kli? So we know the loch is to kasher kli. You have a baya, you have bleeds inside. It goes out inside the water, it goes back inside. So you're going to chanan the water, go back inside, and therefore you cannot kasher within 24 hours or an act of shishim. You have to have two things: either 24 hours or act of shishim. The question over here is, can you kasher right away?
Without shishim?
Because only, right, because since over here only the rave, and over here we know again the loch of the we can pass on the shach, the rave is enough. So maybe when you trafe up a kli, maybe you can kasher right away. Maybe you can. So the Daikashua bring down the Erech Shulchan, they said the Maisi can. Kavachayim said the Maisi can. Okay. So there are two problems. One, you get to your problem. The two bayot. And what is that saying? That's saying, Maisi, you can always kasher any kli, whether it's a kli cheres, kli matechas, within 24 hours. Two problems. One is the chalitz b'yom, what say, a kli matechas you can, but not a kli cheres. The whole reason why by kli cheres we make all that goal three times is because, b'ikr, we're not sure if you eat it or not. But since after 24 hours, it's a kal over here, it's only no shalom of gam, for that b'tzir of the Maisi will be makel.
No one is treated as a rabbanon here. Anyway.
True, but the reason why we're saying you have to wait 24 hours by regular kelim, it's a of chanan. By kli cheres, the reason why we're waiting 24 hours, it's a kal, a different reason.
Anyway.
I know, but not just Israel, but making the night time come is a kal, making it's kolosh over here and bring it together. So you have no raya to be makel by Israel, even any Israel, we wait 24 hours. Right, but if it's chicken with milk, wait 24 hours. We have no makar to say that. That's aleph. No, but that's for, to make it to do our gola. But gola, but himself writes of the do our gola. He said after 24 hours. Not even by Dabon. You have to wait. That's aleph. Second is what Ashovi is saying. Rafalk has a tshuva, and we point out we learned tough the bays. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch says very clear, and the Mishmur brings down the loch is you have to wait 24 hours for all kelim, even by terebala, even by baser. They want to go to chalav. Why gzeirah to other kelim that is iser, and you have a bayab inside the sugil chanan. Therefore, the Rafalk says the pella. How can these pashkim all forget the loch and tough the bays? Ashi remembered it. How can anyone else forget that? You know, he remembers it. So that it's before shalach. The Mishmur is black and white. We make gzeirah. We should always have to wait 24 hours.
That's true.
But goes out to other. The Mishmur that goes in this case. Mishmur being goes out to other cases. All cases. There are more says very clearly. All cases. Where's the more shum kli ben yomo? Says Mishmur shum kli. Whether it's heter is said does not make a difference. Whether shishim not shishim. Why loy plug out to other cases? Shum kli. I said that's what you're kasha. Now, no, Mishmur says not again. Mishmur top of the base, and Mishmur says baser to cholov hetera bala. Even though there's no baya chanan, Mishmur speaks it out just to make sure. What?
He's talking about all cases that you need shishim, even if it's a
terebala. Again, Mishmur speaks out. Mishmur speaks out, even though it's a terebala, and no baya chanan. So over here, and they're being mekel over here. Why? It's had the sugar over here that you need waves enough and there's no sugar of Hanan. It's saying the same swara and here it's a like block. It doesn't say it. It's saying the same swara and the Mishbu and the lock is like block. Now therefore it comes out. And the gate to Kalim Bikum Machmer, how will the swarm say a couple of cases you make all? The one time let's say it's a base Yisrael. You have a tsiruf, machlokes over here, and baseball. What do you make over here? One case. Another case in the gate is Svardim. One Semach and Ashkenaz who do have locus ash. One tiny amos, a lock is aish l'maisa. We are mekel. Ashkenazim want to use our kalim. also the Stam Yishar and Mechab does bring it down, make a Svek Sveker, usually other two of them also the Mechal. Another example, they say a Mummer, among the Paiskim, what the law is, come along with Berkowitz and the Tainis, by Mummer, in the case of negate to Kalim, we want to be Mechal. Therefore, to negate to the case where I went to a. Take two cases. One is a public story. A person came over to me last week or 2 weeks ago. He said, I live in the States, I came here, and I just tell you, I put in cameras in my house, and I want to put in the kitchen. My wife said, why put in the kitchen for? I said, just in case, for a reason, like, why? We're moving anyway. So he pointed to the kitchen. Now he has a living maid. Maid knows never touch anything. Kitzer, next day she puts on the camera. The maid's making herself an egg. Egg, frying an egg. They go over, confront her, and she says, not true. Lawyer, lady, bro.
So they showed the camera.
Not true. They showed the camera. Then she admitted it, but only this time. First time. First and last time. So, I asked the maestro, all the other kalim, they get your frying pan. Is there by a veer of the kalim? So he said, the Esther Rav. The Rav says, all other kalim you have no right to. All other kalim maestro, you can be make on. On this kli, he says, the maestro, if a bayam tells to go to Shalakim. And therefore, I asked what to go do. The kashra, not today. I just do it out. The kashra, just do it out. Teflon, do you want to get involved with it? The maestro, I was wondering. Oh, so first of all, two things. Isira didn't base Israel when they don't listen to you. That means, for example, first of all, one halacha, the Shach says, that we do it for themselves. The two things are here. Base Israel, the first of all, halacha is when he does it for you, not if he does it for himself. That's what Shach says. She did it for herself, Aleph. A second thing I want to build upon that, let's say they do it for you, but they don't listen to you. That means, I mentioned last week a story that I went to a store. They're supposed to have Mashkiach put on the fire. They put on the fire and they're cooking for everybody. So the base sale, they're doing it for you, but they're not listening to your rules. Is that nichel in Beis Yisrael? That's very hard to hear as a head to Beis Yisrael. That means if they do it for themselves, the place can say that's not nichel head to Beis Yisrael. Let's say they do it for you with their own rules and not listening to you.
As far as
they're scared of you.
They're not. They didn't. They weren't scared. They didn't listen. They put on their own fire. They did. They did.
But
there was no Mashkiach there. Mashkiach walks and sees it. They're cooking. What happened there? You want a head to a shift? You want Taino? A lot of places can say our maids are not shiftless. They're boss. They're not boss. I asked the person, why didn't you fire her? He said, you're ridiculous. No, hard to get good help. I said, and she does everything you tell her to? They hope, they try, but not. She makes her rules, you know. The head of Shiklas Veishar. This is. I don't know. It could be she now knows there's a camera there. Could be now there's Mirsas.
The Shach says they have to listen to you. He's being with Farish to ride it. Well, he's saying a separate thing.
I think he's saying in the Rivet Sheet, it'll be Machwin's. The whole head of the Rivet is being done for you, Yisrael, not for herself. Fine, that's negate to the Kli Shiboy. Negate to now when you have a Teruvus of Eichel. So again, just mentioned before, the Shaila is it Shishim or Roiv. Now are those who want to say the Loch of Shishim, the Pichadosh, Pitoya, the going to say the Loch of Shishim. However, Maisa, Ik the post can go like the Shach. Shach writes a couple times that the Heter of Roiv by Pas Akim also applies to Bishul Akim. Before that way in the Rosh and Teisvei Rosh, Isvet goes this way, then one Torah is Chattis. And Ik this form come along, and they say the Loch of Roiv applies over here by Bishul Akim. Therefore, affect the Chavadas or Kivegir on the pages of Gimel. Why by Panado are being machmir for? Panado should have a case of Roiv when you have the dough here that's passed, and you have the Blias of the Shuman going inside. So the way the Chavadas and Kivegir both answer, Koni Min Ches Yaakov, gets Nicker. That means Bittul Roiv has a case, it's not Nicker. If it's Nicky, you don't have any head to a Bittul Roiv. Again, the Son of Ikhla place can say, negate the Bishalakim, when there are two of us of food, we have a head to a Bittul over here. They do point out, an Achkamin L'chur upon this is Zechanan by Bishalakim. That means you know already by Pasakim, this Ketubah brought down, that if a Prima Garden, there is no Chanan by Pasakim. What is the source of the Prima Garden? Because there is no Shishim by Pas. It'll come out, it'll be a Machlekis over here, and it's Chanan. If you go like the Goyin Shita, it'll come out, there is Chanan by Bishalakim. However, the Prima Garden himself Paskins not the way, he Paskins like the Shach, the Gedir Israel, and therefore he himself writes, there is no Chanan by Bishalakim. And that, therefore, the Rick of the Pledge come along passing like the Prima Gonim, Puska Chuva, and say there's no Chanan by Bishalakim. The last thing of here is what they're moving down, a case of a Chayla and a Chayla. Is there a head to Bishalakim by a Chayla? So, first, there are two cases. There's in general the Sugi of Chayla, a Chayla on Shabbos and during the week. So, right. So, first, if a Chayla Shesh by Sekono, everything's mortar. In the case of a Chayla Shein by Sekono, negate to Shabbos, in that specific case, says the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ran, But Shabbos Chazal were not goyzer on case of Bishlakim. We're talking about the Mechaber in Simchat Chof Ches if you test, and over here by the case of the Ramah. The being down, there's no Isser of Bishlakim by Chalish Eim Masakonu. Therefore, says the Mishibura, if you eat it, and you're Chalish Eim Masakonu, you make a bracha. It's not Isser, they have the Tchuyah, it's Hetta Mamish. The reason why it's Mutter, because there's a getter of a hacker that the fact that he's cooking for you on Shabbos, you're Chalavir. Or mitzvah the Sfarah that the verse says over that on Shabbos, what's halacha? A guy can do anything for Chalish Eim Masakonu. So, not Bishlakim. So Malach, he can do all the Rabbanans, even the Raises, still he can do a case of Bishlakim. That's why it's Motifor. Miuchel and Shabbos, therefore speaks out to Lavosh, comes out Yimechol, and the guy has to cook for you, is there Heter Bishlakim in Yimechol? So Lavosh put down Prima Gon, there's no Heter. There's no Heter Bishlakim for Chayla. The Heter is Bishlakim for Chayla on Shabbos. That's the Heter. There's a Heker on Shabbos for the Chayla.
Because you couldn't do it.
Those ones say, it says in Prima Gon, even if you cannot do it during the week, there's no Heter. Why? There's a Heter Miyuchad on Shabbos, that there's a Heker that everyone clearly sees on Shabbos that way. But only the fact that on Shabbos you have a Heter for going to do Malach Drab for you, that means everyone knows all year round, during the week, for Chalish Eimah Sakana, Drabons are Osir. Drabons are Osir for Chalish Eimah Sakana. You cannot matter Drabons. Why is that so? That's a Loch of Kufna. Hey, the way you pass Drabons, Meister Osir, you're there. We don't match the Rabbanans. On Shabbos, you have a special din that a mir l'nochi l'maisa is mutter. So the Lavush, since a mir l'nochi is matching only serum, we're matching bishul akim that we have a heker for. They clearly that your chayla that yisol cannot cook, no yisols can cook. Therefore, we matter it. But usually, yisol can't cook, and therefore, there's no heker going on over here. Therefore, we machma on yimechol, not on Shabbos. That's first the halacha shavoy. Now, come on the. Place we're discussing, we're showing them, you cook now on Shabbos. You have a leftover for after Shabbos. Leftover after Shabbos. Is once the food is mutter on Shabbos, it'll be mutter also after Shabbos, or not? And Be'etzem, the question over here is for two different people. Is it mutter after Shabbos for a bari? Or, and is it mutter after Shabbos even for the chayla? Two different people discussing over here, who's it mutter for after Shabbos? Two different people. Come on, we're showing them.
But on Shabbos,
is Shema Yabbi Mishiloi. But after Shabbos, the question is the mutter. On Shabbos, Shema Yabbi Mishiloi. Awesome. But after Shabbos, is there a heter of Bishlakim? Once the food is mutter, is it mutter? Is there a heker? And if it's mutter, no chashash chasnas over here. So the Rishonim come along, they clearly disagree. The Ruah, the Ritva's Talmud, they come along and say, Mice wants a heker, the food over here is mutter. Therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos. Not only for the chayla, it's mutter after Shabbos, even for the bari. At Sashani, the Raj, but the Ran says, no, kol tikin, no, the Rabbanu king, the Raisa tikin, only mutter on Shabbos. And therefore, once it's be'etzim should have been osir yimechol. Therefore, it says the Rajba, not only the osir for the bari, it's even osir for the chayla. Both of them, and that's the Ran went. It's osir for both of them. The clear machlokes among the Rishonim. Halacha the paskin, it's the more very clear over here, went lekula, went like the Ra'ah. Maisha wants his mutter and mutter for everybody, aside the chaylo, aside for the bari. The shach comes along and defends him in the kuzer kesem and said that that's ik halacha. The vush went this way, the among of Roman simon shin yichasim to pass him this way. Asad Hashem, the harbor cholkim. The taz over here comes along and says a chiddush that if the Ramah was to her, the Rashbam, mishmer shabayis, he would not put down this halacha, the maisha wouldn't be machmer, and therefore the bichodesh and the bitoyer and the chayodim, the kitzer, and again, most from seem to come along to be machmer over here. However, there is Batsim a third sheet over here. Numerous farms seem to go in between. There's a Be'er Sheva, a Graz over here. They want Taina to be Machmer only for the Bari, not for the Chayla. The Chayla Batsim was Mutter made for him. It's Mutter for him on Shabbos. Come along to Asa after Shabbos. And even with the Shanim themselves say, and the Lashon over here is, that it'll be Oster for the Chayla Kolshke in the Bari. I mean, the Bari is a worse Targo. He never had a head over here. So there are those who are Paskin, the Avosner says, Allah is going to be Makel for the Chayla and Machmer for the Bari, said Avosner. In between case. Now, building upon this, that we have a shadow by chaylim, by kelim of a chayla, what's halacha? I mean, usually what happens, the guy comes to you on Shabbos, and these hospitals have a big baya, that all these kelim over here, what do with the kelim? So the Rashi himself says, you have to kashu it. The Rashi with black white says, klichas, yishav, you have to break it. He himself says, l'maisa to be machmer. L'maisa, come along the Pesach Tshuva, and it brings down that the chay odom wants a tiny of a sex cycle. Number one, first of all, who says there's a baya of blaze inside a kli? And number two, who said by chol you have an iser here? Smaisa, agam, The Rashi wants to be machmir both, but Maisa, we have a sekhsek, and we could be mekel, and therefore winning 24 hours, the Maisa should be enough. And therefore, the Sforim being down this halacha, that a person can be make, winning 24 hours, the Maisa is enough. That's first what it says on the page. Now, on the Mamakam sheet, I said, I am the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, how does he paskin, like the Masor Lachor, is it black, white, or red steer over here? How exactly he paskins? That means the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shini Nechas, when he brings down the halacha by the Sugar by Bishul, over the end of the Sebeiz, Mechab brings down the halacha of Bishul, of the Sugar Bishul of Akum, negated to Chalish Yish by Sakana, and says when Mishnah Berurah, let's say, left over for after Shabbos, he quotes through, oh, the Ramal the Maisi wants to be Mechel. In Simon Shin Chav Ches, by the Sugar of Chalish Yish by Sakana, he brings down, the question what happens left over to after Shabbos, it brings down the Shartzi and the Rajbo, the Maisi to be Machmer. So they point out, look where the mysterious Mishabu is Simon Shin Yun Ches, Vishin Chav Ches, he passing like the Rol of Kulo, or the Rajbo of Chomro. Now the Ulam likes jumping on the Mishabu, and they have a bunch of Turotsim, we'll get to the Turotsim. But just to be fair, it's not Dafka Baya with the Mishabu. You read the Taz himself, the Taz in Arachayim and Shin Chav Ches, Yodea Kuch Chav Gimel, the Maisi, he only wants to be Machmer for the Bari. The Taz by us wants to be machmir by the Bari and the Chayla. They point out a slight of a stira of the Taz. Take it a step further. The Tosef Shab, I know. So, but he's good. He's over here, it's very clear, only for the Bari. Over here, it sounds like he wants to be machmir. A step even more. The Tosef Shabbos, Simon Shin Yud Ches, Pasha Loch Lamaiso, like the Ru'ah, Lakula, and Shin Chav Ches, he passed like the Rajbo. Same series, Mishmur is the Taisu Shabbos. Again, people want to jump in Mishmur, it's the Taisu Shabbos. They get a third thing. The Goyin, also, the Goyin in Arachayim is Mekel like the Ra. The Goyin in Yerodeya is Machma like the Rajbo. Both in Yerodeya, right? We're in the Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Yud Gimel. He's Machma. So your series is Goyin also. Now, the Goyin, the Shishi Shabbos wants to answer, no, over there in Arachayim, he's just saying, Shat over the Shulchan Aruch. Mashenkin over here, he's Beker Paskening. No, the Dirshu quotes the Shishu Shabbos is saying answering the Mishabura. He's not saying the Mishabura, he's saying the Goyin, not the Mishabura. Look for the Dirshu. What? He says the Mishabura quotes the Goyin, and before the Goyin is a Kasha, and then he's answering it. And the Dirshu says, come and answer the Mishabura, come and answer the Goyin. Read it again, you tell me if I'm saying it wrong. I ain't saying the same Goyin. Not like the Dirshu. Take a fifth zero, the Chai Odom. And the Chochmas Odom, they're the same person. They're over here, the Pesach Tshuva comes along and brings down the case of Kalim. Chochmas Odom says you can't be Mekel by Kalim. He says, however, Ayin Chai Odom. Doesn't say what the Chai Odom over there says. Over there, you look up the Chai Odom, he says to be Machman Kalim. Steer is Chai Odom. The Archa Shulchan, just to be fair, he has three steers. No, Pesach Tshuva here says that. The Archa Shulchan in Yerodeya, he passes the Loch is to be Machman even on Kalim. In our Chaim Shinuchav Ches, he says you can make it only in Kalim. And Shinuchav Ches, he says you can make it on everything, even on food. You have three steers in the Archa Shulchan. Fine. So those are the steers out there. Some other reason everyone jumped to the Mishabura and everyone wants to answer the Mishabura. Some of these truths apply to the Achoinim, some of them don't. You have to look up each one what happened over there. Just to focus on the Mishabura. Say something that only the Inuvim over here can appreciate and will not take it out to the street. But there's certain things that the Kalei Das like quoting over. The son of the Chavetz Chaim, he wrote a sefer called Kitzur Toldos Chavetz Chaim, Dugma of his father, and he says you should just know who wrote the Mishabura. There are two mechabims. Sometimes my father wrote it, sometimes I wrote it. So I'll give you an example. It's Simon Shin Yud Ches. He passed l'chum like the Ra. That's my father, Chavetz Chaim. Simon Shin Chav Ches was passed l'chum like the Raj, but that's me, the son. Therefore, that's why they sometimes come out to him sokm over here. Because they're two mechaberim.
Why doesn't the
Dish
know that?
Because there are Kale, I see very clear. He cannot say it over there. That means, for example, the Shmir Shabbos. Kale Hadass. The Shmir Shabbos Al Chosin, this first print, there are three prints of Shmir Shabbos. The first one, the 1960s, then the 1980s, and then the recently. The 1960s, he brought down this. The 1980s, he took it out. But he got accepted in society, and you cannot say certain things to a lot of people. And I hear all the time whenever the series mentioned, oh yeah, two mechabrams. You can't do that. So right, that's not how you learn things. But there is just you need to know. No, we'll get to it. No, first of all, the idea that two mechabrams don't argue the point. But say that two mechabrams, there's a steer in the mishmur, they did not check it over. They went over the chandish, they asked them about this that the son of Chavetz Chaim said this. He said, "Chashu shalom shekel v'chozul v'nitin la'omer." Why can Chavetz Chaim over al kol mashik kosev mishter bura? A shekel v'chozul.
Who is he saying?
The Chaz Nisha is saying over the son of the Chavetz Chaim is saying over that. That's what the steel here. He's saying no. He's saying a father to mechabim, but to say that his father left it as is, I mean steers. No, he checked over everything.
Where's this
Chaz Nisha? Wrote down in Nezer Chaim. Chavetz Chaim brings down a similar lashon. Then the Shalmi Yenisan Shinuch of Ches, he asked Rav Zaks' question. Rav Zaks said, "Avada, that's not how he answers, Mr. Rua. That's not how things work." Avada checked over everything. Again, there's a reason why. And therefore, numerous forums, they send you to that Marmokim, and they don't want to. That means in the Chalkos Ben Yom in the Maluim, he says, "The answer to is Ayin, that's safer." Doesn't want to say what it says. Maisa, how do you answer it? So there are numerous ways that Achaim do want to answer this to you is perhaps like seven other ways of answering it. The way how building upon Zichron Yehuda of the Isra Moshe and the Moshe wants to say Zichilik, but Shin Yud Ches is Chalush Yish by Sakhano, and Shin Chov Ches is Chalush Yim by Sakhano. It's Rort Mechalik, but Chalush Yish by Sakhano is not Shriach. Shin is not Shriach, it's not going to be good over here. Mash Engin Chalush Yim by Sakhano is more Shriach, therefore it would be to make Kzei over here. And therefore, Shchiach, no. Shchiach, not Gozer. Look at the Rishonim discussing that Sfar over here. Therefore, Avazah says that's Iker Malach. Shlomo Zalman says it's Iker. Chaim Knievsky is showing the Halachas. That's how he brings it down. The Shmir Shabbos and the Prince. That's how he brings down the Teretz right now. Shturban Chodshani, they bring down the Teretz. Now there are more factors upon this too for different reasons. One is the Mishnah is very slossom. It's Aleph. But the fact he wants to say that Ein Moshe Kanda Shchiach. Instead of Scheinberg, not sure, anybody should come to Mavash on Shabbos, also not Shkiach. When's the last time a Chodesh anybody should come to Mavash for you on Shabbos? Right, so what does that have to happen? Also not Shkiach. Lloyd, they point out that the Mar Mokum is the Rajbo, and the Rajbo's for is why to be Machmer? Because the Kamal Nuran says no Kirv Dasi, doing it for you, it's no Chasness. Says Rajbo, Koshkin is a Kirv Dasi, doing it because you're Chaylo. What's more of a Kirv Dasi? When the Chodesh Yish by Sakana, he's saving you. That's even more of a care of das. That's the kolish kain that really strongly applies. They point out the Rajma is certainly asking chadish yish by sekana. Ain't by sekana. No, he's helping you out. Ain't by sekana. Take away tzar. Yish by sekana. Certainly should be the isekorn to the Rajma.
So let him die.
What?
What? Let him die.
No, but they're pointing out there's a case of care of das over here. Should be the isekorn mishalakum.
We're saying we're Mako, we're Matar,
let's ask them for the Bari. Let's ask the Bari or much Shabbos to Chayla.
You have other things. Right.
Rav Scheinberg, he wants to answer, he doesn't like these Tzurotim, because the Tzurotim doesn't like it. He wants to say that the Chiluk is how much he made. Do you make exactly what you need? That's Shin Yudches, or Shin Chofches, he made a lot, Bravches. The Achronim point out, where the Mishbu has been dying to make a Chiluk over here. He himself writes, not Mukhach, that's a Chiluk in the Mishbu, but that's he wants Mechal Kalaloch, Lacholapolis. The way B'cham Kinyashki Nishon Alokhis and Isophis that's our Shnia, he wants to give a different teretz. He wants to Mechalik and Shim and Shin Yuches when the guy cooked for the Chayla. Masheng and Shin Chavches, he cooked for himself. And then the Chayla took it. The Pesachet Shuvah says it's teretz by himself. Again, come on the Pesachim and Mefakbek, and they say, look up the man Mokum in Shin Chavches is the Rajbo. The Rajbo's case, we're doing it for you, and they're still being Machmer. So he went to B'cham Kinyashki and a couple people, they wrote him, how in the world do you know Isophis, you put in this teretz? Before the Ma'amok with the Rajma is going to case even cook for yourself, Mechaim says, you're right. You're fair. And therefore, now when he answers, he goes back where it's the Shonalokas, the Chilik, whether it's each place is going to end by Sagada. It's not the terrace he wants to bring down, that over there he wants to Mepharish to Ma'amok, here he wants to Mepharish to Mechaver, also Yesh Lodin. Another terrace he wants to bring down, over there, there's the Ma'amok, over in Tuchok Chesed, Ikka Alocha. A seventh terrace, the Devayatsi wants to Mechadish. The Shin Yuches is the bias of Yisrael, and if you haven't seen it for the Ravid, Shin Chav Ches is without the bias of Yisrael. And again, the Pesach can point out where in the world you see that in the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Rav Sefarad Michel Ches, he brings down a teretz from one of his Chaverim. Very simple, Shin Yuches he was first, Shin Chav Ches he was Chayzer. And therefore, the Halacha is the Ikker, and the Shin Chav Ches. That means at the end of the day, what is the Ikker according to the Mishnah Berurah? That means at the end of the day, it comes out that according to the son of the Chavetz Chaim, the Ikker Shin Yud Ches. According to Rav Sefarad, the Ikker Shin Chav Ches. And all the truths in between depends what case you're discussing over here. There are five other truths over here. So my said, Big Mavucho. Now, again, these truths, you have to go back now to look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Taisu Shabbos, the Goyin, the Taz. You have to see it works out in them also. But these are the truths out there. Biker, it's a Kakasha. My said, the Kaledash are Kaledash when they start calling out. Yes, there is two Mechab over there. But that's the idea to know, everyone knows that idea. I just said, you have to know that, help others. The Goyin have come away to the Shri, maybe the Shri Shabbos. Shri Shabbos said the Goyin over there was saying, again, I'm saying in the Mishibura. Fine, say the Aslocha. Again, going further now, it's Simukhubi Dalit.
Tomorrow there'll be a Chazar Shia. Next row by Harry.